This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boonman. Heavy shelling hit the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region Saturday, and the city braced for an all-out offensive by government forces against its dissident leaders. The local government said that Ethiopia's military has started hitting with heavy weaponry and artillery the center of Mekelle. Two humanitarian officials with staff in the city confirmed the strikes. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, winner of last year's Nobel Peace Prize, announced November 4th that he had ordered military operations against Tigray's ruling party, the TPLF. More than 3 weeks of fierce fighting has left thousands dead. The prime minister announced Thursday he had ordered a final offensive, and Ethiopia's military says it has circled the regional capital, but a communications blackout has made it difficult to verify claims from both sides. Abiy has repeatedly brushed off international calls for a halt to fighting and negotiations with TPLF leaders, saying they need to be disarmed and apprehended. Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone, the UN Refugee Agency chief said Saturday during a visit to a camp. He said the funds are needed for water, shelter, and health services. Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster of veteran strongman Omar al-Bashir after unprecedented mass protests against his rule triggered by economic hardship. Some 65% of Sudan's nearly 42 million people live below the poverty line, according to government figures. This is VOA News. Britain is set to approve a COVID-19 vaccine developed by BioNTech and Pfizer next week, and deliveries would begin within hours of the authorization, the Financial Times is reporting on Saturday. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has named Nadhim Zahawi, currently a junior business minister, as the minister responsible for COVID-19 vaccine deployment. Coronavirus deaths, meanwhile, topped 400,000 Saturday in Europe, the world's second worst-hit region, as parts of the continent began to reopen shops for the holiday season. But across the Atlantic, fearful U.S. shoppers turned to online outlets for a massive Black Friday sale, while densely populated Los Angeles County announced a ban on gatherings of people from different households under a new safer-at-home order to battle the surging pandemic. Of the new deaths on Saturday, Britain accounted for almost two-thirds of the fatalities at over 57,500, followed by Italy with over 53,600, France at over 51,900, and Spain with over 44,600 deaths. Germany, once a beacon of hope in Europe's coronavirus nightmare, logged more than 1 million cases on Friday. Although the virus spread is slowing thanks to weeks of tough restrictions, Europe remains at the heart of the pandemic, recording more cases than the United States in the past week. The United States surpassed 13 million total cases on Friday, the world's highest figure, and officials were concerned whether gatherings on Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday would worsen the situation. The virus clouded the traditional Black Friday shopping day for retail stores, but Americans are estimated to have spent $10 billion online, tech company Adobe said, based on its analytics. Further north in Canada, whose largest city, Toronto, is under lockdown, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that a general who led NATO's mission in Iraq, as well as Canadian troops in Afghanistan and Bosnia, would spearhead a gigantic vaccination drive. Trudeau said it would be the biggest immunization in the history of his country. The pandemic is spreading fastest in Asia and Latin America and is up by 113% over the week in Mexico. Globally, more than 1.4 million deaths have been recorded and 61 million infections, although the real numbers are unknown because testing and reporting methods vary. The rollout of the first vaccines is expected next month. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.